Hello everybody, it's George Myland. Welcome back to my channel once more. So here you are seeing me from a different angle. Anyway, so I'm commenting on the news that came out yesterday. That's that Russia's Luna 25 spacecraft crashed onto the moon. It went out of control. So what a humiliation that is. Now, the Soviet Union was able to do this almost 50 years ago, but Russia can't today. Now, I'm no expert on space exploration, but this is a relatively simple mission, seems to me, given that people are contemplating going to Mars, and there have been dozens of lunar expeditions, and Russia can't get this one right. Of course, it was announced with great fanfare. If you go back to the early days of the space race, the Soviets were cunning enough to do things top secret until they succeeded. They were only announced once they worked, because the failure rate was high. Rockets exploded, the cosmonauts could be killed. I'm not aware of any of the were they killed, but, you know, Yuri Gagarin, who was a total unknown until April 1961, when it was a resounding success and it was maximum publicity wall to wall. And that is still a huge point of national pride for Russia today. And there's no doubt it was a tremendous achievement, and they're winning the space race hands down until the late 60s. And what a sad degeneration there's been there. But that's another point that underscores the Russian Federation is not the Soviet Union. It's only about half its former population, although, okay, it's about 80% of its former territory. Anyway, so it crashed about 12 noon yesterday, according to UK time. It's an 800-kilometer spacecraft. There was nobody on board. So Roscosmos, as in Russian cosmology, that's the Russian state space agency. And it has undergone a sad declension for at least a decade. What a tristful, what a lugubrious degeneration it has been for a once world-beating organization. Of course, it's Soviet predecessor was the one that really put America in its place. Anyway, and the Russians were very proudly announcing this was going to land on the lunar South Pole, not the equatorial zone, which is where lunar expeditions usually land. So this is meant to be unprecedented. So it had to land rather early. So there's some sort of technical fault. It taken off from the Vostochny Cosmodrome in the Russian Orient, just north of the Amur River. Now, they had been using Baikonur, their ex-Soviet-era space station, which is now deep within the borders of Kazakhstan. And the Kazakhs had allowed them to do this for well over 20 years, but the relations are a little bit strained with them. So why on earth are they spending all this money on these lunar expeditions, which are no use to anyone, to collect soil samples? Like, why? There's no earthly use, these are soil samples, rock samples. People have been doing that since the 60s. I don't think it's, are there any worthwhile minerals or chemicals? I don't think so. Looking for water. I don't think there's any water up there. That has been established. Many, many expeditions have searched for water. There's no trace of water, lunar colonies. And this while most Russians live in poverty. But Putin saying, this is not a war, it's a special military operation. Life continues as normal. Yeah, we've got tens of billions of dollars to throw at these failed lunar expeditions and so on. They're worried because they don't have access to the most modern technology. They're using components which are manufactured abroad. This mission has taken place a year and a half after Russia's illegal war of unprovoked aggression against Ukraine. So it might have been so long that they don't have whatever components it is they need for a viable space mission. And apparently the head of Roscosmos warned Putin in May of the unviability of this mission, saying, you know, it could be a disaster, there's any 70% chance of success. And he said he carried on regardless. So heedless of expert advice, he's plunged straight ahead. And I predict it shan't be the last such enormous public humiliation. And they can't get an investment from abroad. Their whole space tourist racket, well, that'll be going to SpaceX instead. Sanctions might even prevent foreigners, well, certainly Westerners, from hiring this service if they want to go into orbit or go to the moon or anything like that. So that was maybe a nice little money spin, the spinner. Roscosmos is a scandal-struck organization. There's been a lot of peculation. And because of all this defalcation, money's been siphoned off to whoever, to these shady sharpster. And so nefarious practices mean that it really needs to be reformed root and branch. But there's really no sign of that happening. Because Putin doesn't mind if you rob people blind. Ability, achievement, he doesn't care in the least about that, so long as you display a canine allegiance to him. It was simply a Pavlovian response to do whatever he wants, you keep your job. You know, so failure is not penalized, nor is success rewarded in any wise. That's how insane it is. But Now, obviously, space technologies do have some applicability to the military sphere. And, you know, those rockets that go up into the stratosphere and down or whatever. Could they have spy satellites and things like that? They still got the use of the the International Space Station until 2028. The European Space Agency has ended all cooperation with Roscosmos. So I predict the Roscosmos is just going to continue its downward trajectory. Because when is this war going to end? You know, the Ukrainian counteroffensive fails in November, as it likely will. Will there be negotiations? Possibly. Will they reach some sort of conclusion by the end of this year? Almost certainly not. Maybe next summer, something going to happen. Sort of crunch time for the Russian economy, losing value against the dollar. They've had to put interest rates up quite a lot. And I mean, the Western countries are expanding the sanctions, but not really enough to cut off the microprocessors, transistors, and all the rest of it. The little microchips which get all these things going, buying fridges to get whatever things out of them, like microprocessors or transponders. The one thing is they're often ordering those from Kazakhstan, Turkey, the UAE. Well, you know, Western countries might just have to stop selling those items to those countries. Then they would get the message that put the frighteners on them and say, okay, they'll stop selling on to Russia. Now, okay, they're going to get some through, but it might be just so few that they really can't sustain their military campaign. So, you know, Russians could have a decent standard of living. It's potentially a very, very wealthy country because having the vastest land area in the world, it's got just untold resources in terms, not just in terms of the obvious oil, gas, coal, but metals, both precious metals and non-precious metals, gold, silver, well, platinum, it's got diamonds, and then it's got, you know, iron, cobalt, manganese, uranium, aluminium, you name it, as well as a huge amounts of farmland. They got timber. So they can capture just untold quantities of solar power, hydroelectric power, wave power, wind power. And that was all theirs for the taking. They could be the wealthiest country in the world. In terms of mineral resources, they probably are the richest. I'm not solely looking at oil and gas, but in the generality of it, because the more land you have, the higher the chance you're going to have some precious mineral resources. And they've got them in spades. But the money's been squandered on wars. It's been stolen by Putin and his acolytes. And there's not been investment for the long term. It's all been so short-sighted because of his obsession with oppressing the Ukrainians and forcing them back into his prison of nations, which is the Russian Federation. It's all such a terrible pity. I love Russia, hate Putin. They deserve far, far better. And it's all very, very sad. And, you know, whenever there's a problem in the world, it's usually Putin is not far behind it, have his pies in the civil war in Syria, in Libya, in Mali, Mozambique, and elsewhere. And obviously illegally occupying Georgia and Moldova and Ukraine, trying to keep the Armenia-Azerbaijan conflict going, trying to keep Iran defying the international community and so on. So thank you so much for your donation. So please carry on donating on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.